Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 11 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear night across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, making it perfect for a late-night stroll. Jerusalem is enjoying a cool breeze, while Haifa remains calm and pleasant. Now, here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has announced it killed a key Hezbollah official, Ali Musa Dakduk, involved in a deadly attack on U.S. troops in 2007. This comes after reports in 2024 suggested he had been killed in Syria. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports that former U.S. President Donald Trump stated the Israeli attacks in Beirut should not have happened, amidst concerns of potential missile strikes from Iran. Also this hour, JNS shares that an Iranian general has warned that the Israeli air raid in Beirut will not go unanswered. This follows IDF's response to drone attacks on the Galilee. Separately, Axios reports Iran has warned that Israel's recent strike in Beirut might derail a deal with the U.S. And finally, from Australian Jewish News, there's a story about a permanent memorial being established as part of an $8.3 million support package for the Bondi community. Providing reassurance and practical assistance, reaction has been swift on social media. Yoni Mishani posted just minutes ago, pointing out that when both sides believe they've won a round, further conflict is inevitable. Gal G, an Israeli advocate, writing just now, commented on cultural discussions, emphasizing a conversation that matters beyond current tensions. Meanwhile, Ihab Hassan posted earlier today about what he describes as a horrific attack by Israeli settlers in the West Bank involving arson and violence against villagers. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the IDF claims it targeted Ali Musa Dakduk in a recent strike. Dakduk was previously thought dead until now. His involvement in past attacks made him a high-profile target. This development could escalate tensions with Hezbollah and its allies. Turning to Trump's comments covered by Walla, the former president criticized Israel's actions in Beirut. The statement comes amid rising fears of Iranian retaliation. Trump's remarks highlight the delicate balance of international diplomacy in the region. Meanwhile, according to JNS, tensions are high following an Israeli air raid in Beirut. An Iranian general has promised a response. This follows drone strikes on the Galilee, illustrating the cycle of retaliation that risks broader conflict. Axios reports Iran's warning that the Beirut strike could disrupt a significant U.S. deal. The potential derailment of diplomatic progress underscores the complexity of Middle Eastern geopolitics and its global implications. Finally, from Australian Jewish News, a support package for Bondi includes a permanent memorial. This initiative aims to strengthen community ties and provide a sense of support during challenging times. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports the Securities Authority has compelled the Victory Chain to disclose significant sales to Gaza, revealing a 784% profit increase. This disclosure raises questions about the transparency of business dealings in conflict zones. Separately, CTech reports the White House has pulled Anthropic's most powerful AI model, citing national security concerns. This decision highlights the intersection of technology and politics with implications for international AI competition. And finally, Ynet Business reveals the U.S. Justice Department has approved the merger between Paramount and Warner Bros. Discovery. This green light marks a significant step in media consolidation, impacting global entertainment landscapes. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.